And welcome back to the Morning Report here on AM 1340 KXCO. News time is 7:05. Glad to be joined by Councilwoman Vicki Briggs. Good morning, Vicki.
Good morning. How are you this morning?
I am well. Ready for the rain. I'm sure you are as well.
We need some rain.
We do. And there was not necessarily a lot of precipitation last night at the meeting, but things did kind of rain down just a little bit. We had some activity at the council meeting last night, especially when it comes to setting the base rate for trash collection.
What we did was we approved something that we had already agreed on, and we set the trash rate for the year, and it was based on a lot of input. First of all, we had the cost to the city, and that's included in it. And then we also included it in our contractor, and it came to, I think, what, $12.97?
Let's see, last year it was $12.95, this year it'll be $13.27.
Okay, so $13.27.
It went up by 32 cents, but...
Yeah, it's a little bit, and, but, you know, cost of fuel has gone up and other things, cost of labor.
Absolutely.
Those things. And so we feel like we just did as much as we could. And left it at that.
Absolutely. Now, this is the last year for Dane's Waste Disposal's 10-year contract. Will they be putting this out for bid later on in the summer to set a new contract?
Yeah, it will be. And so that'll be kind of interesting to see who we have. And I'm sure they'll give it a lot of thought, and then they'll make a recommendation. Our staff will make a recommendation to the city about it.
Sure. And there's some property being sold as well to allow for an expansion for Tiger Soy. That was approved last night, too, for a little over $60,000, right?
We own property with the county, and it's industrial property. It's over by Plant Science Center. Tiger Soy is already there. They want to expand their operation. And so they bought a little over 8 acres from the city, and I think the price for that was $61,050. And so we'll see. You know, that was approved.
Do we know yet what they want to do with that expansion?
I asked that question last night. You may have been there listening, and they said no, and it also says no in that we don't know in the council notes yet. So that'll be kind of interesting to watch.
It'll be interesting to watch that play out, and I'm sure there will be permits and things like that that they'll have to be approved. So we'll find out more about that as it goes on.
And it may involve new jobs.
It very well could.
Also new taxes coming
sure.
in.
And it's been a growing operation since they began. So,
right, and they're doing well, I think.
Absolutely. Let's see, one last thing. The sidewalks along Muldrow Street between Quisenberry and Buchanan getting replaced. We got the grant from MoDOT to help with that, but we had to do some engineering work ahead of time as far as the city is concerned. So we were able to get that approved last night, too, for the consultant to do the engineering and design work, right?
Right. We hired an engineering consultant. And they will be doing, well, not excuse me, non-engineering, but we hired the people who are doing those contracts. And they will be doing that sidewalk from up to down to Buchanan on Muldrow.
And is that on both sides or just one? I forgot.
Honestly, I don't know for sure.
I know we discussed it at a council meeting previously, but I can't remember whether it's just
one
side either,
or both. I can't either, and I was trying to remember when I drove down there whether they were doing both sides or not. So I just wasn't, you know. But in any case, that'll be nice. And it is an 80-20 grant, which means that we cover it 20 and...
MoDOT picks up the 80. That's always nice when we can get work done in the city with the MoDOT's help without it costing the taxpayers here a ton of money. So, Vicki, thanks so much. Look forward to talking to you the next time you come in after a council meeting.
Okay. Thank you for asking me.
You are more than welcome, Councilwoman Vicki Briggs.